So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. Ben tesh hashanah b'yem echad, yer amoini u'me'ovi mitzi v'adoimi kuti v'nosin cholu mamzer, shebo al kahanas v'alaviya v'albas Yisrael, paslua. A 9-year-old boy, who was one of these psulim lovi bakal, who performed bia with either a bas kayin, bas labor, bas Yisrael, paslua. These women become disqualified from both eating truma and marrying a kayin. Rabbi Yesi Aimer, kol shazari pasl paisl. Only someone whose children are disqualified disqualifies his wife. However, b'chol she'in zari pasl, ein paisl. One whose children are not disqualified does not disqualify his wife. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer says, kol she'ata neisa bitoi, ata neisa amunasa. Only one whose daughter is ineligible to kahal can disqualify his wife. However, b'chol she'iata neisa bitoi, iata neisa amunasa. One whose daughter is eligible to kahal does not disqualify his wife. The Gemara explains, my ikka ben Tanakama uben Rabbi Yesi, am Rabbi Yechanan, mitzri sheni ikka ben ayu. The distinction between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yesi is in the case of a second generation mitzri or adoimi who married a bas Yisrael. The pasuk states, banim asher yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yaver lehem b'kal Hashem. The third generation of mitzri v'adoimi are eligible to join kal Hashem. Now, b'shneim lo yilamduhu elam mekoyen gadol ba'amona. They all agree that the source of the halacha that a prohibited bia disqualifies the woman is in the pasuk of a kohen gadol who married an almana, which states, "V'lo yichal zari," as Rashi explains, "Shnei chilulin b'mashma, echad la v'echad la zari." The word chilul implies two chilulin, one of the almana and one of her child. However, the machlekes is in how we compare other psulim to the kohen gadol. The Tanakhama holds eishes mitzri sheni psula lekohuna, because Ma kohen gadol ba'amana should be yaseh ba'aveira u'paisel ba, of course should be yaseh ba'aveira paisel. Just as a kohen gadol disqualifies his wife because it's a bias iser, a second generation mitzri or adomi also disqualifies his wife because it's a bias iser. While Rabbi Yesi holds eishes mitzri sheni kesher lekohuna, because ma kohen gadol ba'amana shezari paisel u'paisel, of course shezari paisel u'paisel. A kohen gadol whose children are disqualified disqualifies his wife as well. Lafuki mitzri sheni shein zari paisel. However, mitzri sheni, whose children are not disqualified, does not disqualify his wife either. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yesi that eishes mitzri sheni kisheru lekohuna. However, my ikka ben Rabbi Yesi l'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, ama ula ger amoni mo'avi ikka benayu. The distinction between Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is in the case of a ger amoni u'me'avi who married a bas Yisrael. The pasuk states, lo yave amoni mo'avi b'kal Hashem. However, amoni v'lo amonis, mo'avi v'lo mi'avis. The males are disqualified, but the females are not disqualified. Therefore, Rabbi Yesi holds Eishes Ger Amoini Me'avi Pasula Lekuhuna, because Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amona Shezari Pasul Upaisel, of course Shezari Pasul Upaisel. Just as the Kohen Gadol disqualifies his children and his wife, the Ger Amoini Me'avi also disqualifies his children and his wife. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Eishes Ger Amoini Me'avi Kesher Lekuhuna, because Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amona Shekol Zari Pasul, of course Shekol Zari Pasul Afel Nekevis. A kohen gadol, since all his children are disqualified, his wife is also disqualified. Lafuki ger amoni o mi'avi dinikevis havikshiris lovi bakal. However, ger amoni mi'avi, since he does not disqualify all his children, his daughters are not disqualified, therefore his wife is also not disqualified. The Gemara now cites a machlekes regarding amonas isa, a widow of a safik chal, doubtful chal. Amr Rav Chisda, hakol maidim ba'amonas isa, shepsula lekohuna. All of the above tanoim agree that an amanas isa disqualified to a kohen, because as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the most lenient of the above tanoim, said, "Kol she'iata neisa bitoi, iata neisa amanasa." Since his daughter is disqualified lachumra, his wife is also disqualified. The Gemara, however, cites a Mishnah Masechtas Idyos in which Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir testified, "Al amanas isa shekasher lekuna." The wife of a safek chal is eligible to a kohen because havesvek sveka lekula. This is a double safek, since the suffix originated with her husband, in which we go lekula, and both his wife and child are eligible to a kohen. The previous Mishnah stated, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadoin bevadoin mutter. A mamzer vadai may marry a mamzeres, or one of the other psulim, because they are not considered kal Hashem. However, vadoin besveikon, besveikon bevadoin, besveikon besveikon aser. A suffix mamzer may not marry a mamzeres or one of the other psulim, and vice versa, because maybe he's not a mamzer. And he may not marry even a Safek Mamzeres, because as Rashi explains, Shem is a Kashav is a Pasul. Maybe one is and one is not a Mamzer. Ve'elu hein ha'sfekes, Shtuki asufi bakuti. The Gemara points out that the previous Mishnah clearly disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and holds Asar Yuchsin Olam Ebavel Kula Mutarm Love Zebezeh. All Pesulim may marry each other, and even a Shtuki Vasufi who are only a Safek Mamzer may marry a Vade Mamzeres. The Gemara cites a Braisa Tanya V'chein Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Kuti Lo Yisa Kutis. A Kuti may not marry a Kutis. The Gemara offers three explanations for Rabbi Eliezer's Isser. Rabbi Yosef says Asu Kiger La'acha Asar Dairus. Rabbi Eliezer considered Kutim as a 10th generation Ger, about whom the Braisa rules, Ger, Arasar Duris Mutib B'Mamzeres, Bekan Ve'elach Asa B'Mamzeres. A Ger and his descendants are permitted to marry a Mamzeres only until 10 generations. However, afterward they may not marry a Mamzeres, because Amri Bar Yisrael Hu Dukonos of Mamzeres. By then people consider him a Yisrael, and will assume that a Yisrael is permitted to a Mamzeres. For the same reason, Kuti La Yisa Kutis, a Kuti may not marry a Kutis, or all other Psulim. Because as Rashi explains, Shenisyashnu b'Yisrael v'nirim ki Yisrael shemeyem Yisrael nasabsula. Kutim are already mingled into Klal Yisrael, and people will assume that a Yisrael is permitted to a psula. Abaye, however, disagrees and says, Midami hasam ger yashin umamzeres chadasha. That answer applies only to an unknown ger of old marrying a recent known mamzeres, because people will think a Yisrael is marrying a mamzeres. However, hacha id v'idi ki adodin inu. The Isser does not apply to a Kuti marrying a Kutis, who are both equal, and people consider them both to be Yisrael Kesherim. Therefore, Rav Dimi explains, Rabbi Eliezer Sabla Rabbi Shmuel, but Sabla Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer concurs with both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Sabla Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Kutim Geri Arayasim. The Kutim are considered non-Jews because they converted under duress. And Sabla Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Akum, the Evra Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. The offspring of a union of a non-Jew and a Bas Yisrael is a Mamzer. Now, Rashi explains that originally, when the Kutim were considered Geri Emes, they intermarried. Therefore, Tarvayu Safik Mamzerim, Tarvayu Safik Akum. The later Kutim are each a possible Mamzer because they might be the offspring of a Kuti and Bas Yisrael, and Akum Be'ever Haba Bas Yisrael Havad Mamzer. And they are also each a possible Akum because they might be the offspring of two Kutim or of a Yisrael and Kutis, and the child of a non-Jewish mother is an Akum. Therefore, Kuti lo yisa Kutis, because one of them might be a Mamzer, and one of them might be an Akum, and a Mamzer is forbidden to marry an Akum. The Gemara, however, rejects this reasoning, because Rabbi Eliezer clearly holds Akum ve'ever haba bas Yisrael havlad kosher. As he stated in Maseches Yevamos, Ein Mamzer ele memisha isuri iser erva v'anish karas. Only a union that is punishable with karas produces a Mamzer, and there's no karas for Akum bas Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Eliezer concurs with his opinion regarding Matzah's Kuti. Matzah's kuti, Rabbi Eliezer Eiser. One may not eat matzah's kuti. Lefisha in bikin b'dekduke mitzvahs, because the kutim are not well versed in the details of mitzvahs, and possibly were not careful to keep the dough from becoming chametz. And for this reason, kuti la yisa kutis. Lefisha in bikin b'teres kedushin b'gerushin. They're not knowledgeable in the halachas of marriage, as Rashi explains, Shema echad min ha-bikin, v'asheni min she'en bikin. Perhaps the kuti was born to parents who are baki, and he is kasher. While the Kutis was born to those who are not Baki, in which she might be a Mamzeres. Because Niskatsha v'amru einen Kedushin, v'nisses le'achar. Perhaps her mother first accepted Kedushin from someone, and when she was erroneously told that the Kedushin was not effective, she then married her father without having received a get from the first Mekadosh, in which she remained an Eshes Ish, and her daughter is a Mamzeres. The Gemara mentions that Sholish Machloikis Bedavar. There are three opinions regarding the status of the Kutim. Rabbi Shmuel holds Kutim Gera Ro Yosein. The Kutim are considered non-Jews because they converted under duress and therefore they are forbidden to a Yisrael Midaraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds, Kutim Geri Emesain. The Kutim are considered valid Gerim because they converted legitimately. However, the Chacham initiated that a Kutim may not marry into Kahal because there is a concern for Mamzerim. Shoyi Miyabim Esarusis Upoichim Esanesuas. Because the Kutim required Yibim for only an Arusa, one who accepted Kedushin but not a Nesua, who is already married, therefore if the Nesua marries without Chalitza and transgresses the Yisr of Leisiyah Eishas HaMeis HaChutzal Izzar, her child would become a Mamzer because Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Mamzer Mechiv Alavin. Even Mechiv Alavin produce a Mamzer. Rabbi Lazar, as mentioned earlier, holds the Kutim are considered Gerim. However, they were forbidden by the Chachamim Lefisha Ein Bekiin B'Tayres Kedushin B'Gerishin.